You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview. I've got my guest, Anthony C. Verante. He is the director of Sharknado. Sir, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad that we were able to connect here. I know that we've been going kind of back and forth here through our producers and such, and I'm glad we were finally able to get together on this.
Yeah, I was stuck into a Sharknado the last 4 or 5 weeks, so it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, I remember when it was actually on, I wasn't watching the station at the time, and somebody called me up and goes, dude, you got to switch over and watch this movie that's on. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's called Sharknado. And I'm like, really? And I went over there, and I got to tell you, man, it was pure entertainment.
And that was kind of like the idea. I mean, we set out to make a fun movie. So I do, you know, readily admit, I think we made a very weird movie that suddenly tickles the mainstream funny bone, because it's a weird film. Let's admit it.
Yeah, but did you have any idea? I mean, like you said, you admit you were making a weird movie. When you saw the script, did you have any reservations at first saying, really, you're going to have a tornado just pick up a bunch of sharks and shower them?
As I said before, you know, we actually made our life even more difficult because I wanted to do more stuff. And, you know, we just kept adding things like, you know, hey, wouldn't it be great if there was a shootout on a boat? And, you know, then in the original script, there was probably like a paragraph written about the boat where the tornado hits the boat and sharks attack a couple people. You know, if you're going to go out on a movie and shoot on a boat, you have to have more than a paragraph to shoot. So we wrote 5 pages to justify doing a big boat sequence. So, you know, we made something more complicated. And then I wanted to do the whole destruction of the Santa Monica Pier because in the poster there was the Ferris wheel getting destroyed. So, you know, we just made it. Hey, look, I knew what it was the moment I heard about it. I wanted to do it. It was awesome. And I wanted to break the model. I wanted to say, let's try to do even more stuff than you can possibly imagine with this budget and with this schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine just what you went into when it comes to a shark flying towards somebody and them having to pull up a chainsaw and cut this shark in half while it's flying towards them. I mean, obviously there's a lot of CG involved, but, I mean, you had to build some kind of sharks and stuff, I'd imagine, on the set, correct?
Well, we did build a sort of a partial practical shark for the beach scene, and that shark reared its ugly head in the living room set. But at a certain point, you know, that it's not feasible to have that thing flying around, you know, in the city. So, you know, you're basically relying on the digital guys at a certain point to really make the magic happen. So, you know, we mixed and matched. We had some practical stuff. You know, we had practical fins, and I think some of those shots were really great. And you know, I'm a big practical guy, but at a certain point, once you get the sharks in the tornado, you can try to do, you know, the most practical stuff in the world. It just ain't going to happen. We did build the thing that I am chainsawed his way out. We built the belly of the shark out of, you know, it's a practical shark belly, and then they digitally added the full shark on top of it. So there's a mixed match with practical and digital with that. But the final part where he throws himself out of it, that's all practical.
Yeah, I mean, that, obviously that was, he had to have that because he had to push, you know, to touch it and push his way out so that it couldn't all be digital. All right, now, originally, I mean, how did you actually get hooked up with this project? I mean, where did you first get in touch with this project and who wrote it?
I just directed a film for the Asylum called Hansel and Gretel last fall, and after I finished that, they asked me if I'd like to do Sharknado. I said, yeah. Like, sure. It'd be fun to do.
Just like that.
I wanted to do something that wasn't horror. Because the thing is, I've done a lot of horror films, but I really wanted to do something that had comedy. I wanted to do something that had more visual effects and a little more action. And this was a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah, because the movie does embrace like all the different aspects. Like you said, you're not shooting just an action movie. You're not shooting just a comedy. I mean, it's got everything in there. So I guess from a director's point of view, it was a lot of fun for you because you got to cover all the bases, if it were.
Oh, yeah, and to do these big, crazy things. I mean, you know, the thing that happened with this movie, and I think there were some directors that passed on it, and I think there was a lot of actors that passed on it, or, as I say, managers or agents passed on it because they wouldn't be caught dead sending the script to their clients. And so I think it was one of those things that I wanted to embrace this movie. I wanted to use this as an amazing opportunity to just go crazy. And, you know, we have 250 visual effects shots, which I think ballooned to like 401 visual effects shots because the producer ended up doing a couple of the shots. And, you have to commit if you're doing something. You have to say, I get what I'm doing. You can't be afraid of it. You can't shy away from it. You can't hold back. And, I was grateful enough that I had a great cast and crew and the producers up at the Asylum, the Sci-Fi Channel, that just allowed me to kind of play. Allowed me to do some things that maybe they wouldn't necessarily do otherwise. And that pier sequence is difficult. We blocked off the Santa Monica Pier for portions of the pier. You know, we actually shot on it. And it wasn't easy because it was during President's Day weekend. There's a lot of people standing around staring at what we're doing. We had to be very careful the angles we shot at. You know, if you're doing this in a real movie, you're shooting at Santa Monica Pier for a full week. We shot for a day. So it's all about being creative and how you do this and be like, okay, let's make this happen. Let's make the illusion. Let's pretend we're making a $100 million movie for basically $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually done a couple of independent films, and I know exactly what you're talking about. You're trying to film in a parking lot, and just on the other side of the street is, you know, they're starting to gather together, a group of people that are watching, what are you guys doing? And they kind of get in the background shots, so you do have to be careful and weary of what's going on in the background when you're shooting on such tight schedules and in areas where you can't, like you said, block off a city for yourself.
Yeah, and it's all about the creative solution. When you have a studio movie, you have what I think Candy coined this, the money hose. They're effects company, a fake protection company. You call it the money hose. You've got a problem, the studio will turn on the money hose for you. You know, you get that. On this one, there's no money hose. It's like you have to turn on the creative hose. You have to go, all right, I don't have this. I can't shoot this angle. It's supposed to be raining. We don't have rain. What do we do to make this work? And it's all about that. And I think that's part of the charm of the movie, in that within those creative solutions, we come up with, within those creative obstacles, we came up with creative solutions. And so the film has a sort of energy to it because we were shooting so fast, because we were trying to do things very kamikaze. And I think that's what makes Sharknado Sharknado.
Now, when is it going to actually be released onto DVD?
Well, there's going to be another Sci-Fi Channel airing on the 22nd, I believe. It's the Thursday night, and that's going to be next week. And then I believe the 2nd or 3rd of September is the Blu-ray DVD release.
Awesome. And I guess you can pre-order them right now on Amazon.com, even for the downloads, for the digital copies?
Yeah, I think you can pre-order on Amazon. I'm pretty sure I can. The other thing, too, that you get, I wrote 7 songs with Robbie Ripp, who played bus driver in the movie, with our band, Quint. And you can get the Quint EP on iTunes and Amazon. It has the Sharknado theme song, The Ballad of Sharknado. So you can get that as well. That's available right now. So DVD Blu-ray on the 3rd of September. And I actually Cafe Press online with selling a lot of Sharknado merchandise as well, the t-shirts, hats. There's a lot of Sharknado mania out there.
Yeah, it's something that I was just, you know, did you think that it was going to do what it did as far as the word of mouth explosion on the internet and everybody talking about it and saying, oh my God, this movie Sharknado? I mean, did you have any idea that was coming?
No one had any idea. All we knew that, you know, I knew I had some of the horror things. Started getting reviews like Red Central and Shock Value Drop, but they really, really got what they did, and they gave us glowing reviews, which I thought was fantastic. It totally got it. I thought, okay, good. At least, you know, the hardcore horror fans, the hardcore sci-fi fans, they're gonna have some fun with it, and we're gonna have a little bit of an audience. With a movie like Sharknado, honestly, you don't think you're gonna get a mainstream audience for a TV movie. there's no marketing budget for this other than let's put this on commercials on TV. Let's do our viral campaign with Facebook. Hey, make sure you watch us. Here's a couple articles online. That's really all that we had. It was a thing that tickled some funny bone in mainstream America, and people, A, either wanted to see something that was fun and lighthearted, or B, wanted us to dare them to hate us. There's no way they can live up to this premise. And somehow we lived up to the premise, and it just took off, and people embraced the movie. There's no amount of marketing dollars that could have been spent to make this happen. It happened organically, which I think is the special part about it. If you saw the studio movies that came out, and no matter how hard or how much money they, we ended up doing a lot with very little. And I think that's kind of cool. Maybe that's what people wanted. They didn't want to be told, hey, you have to go see this big movie, or this is the movie of the summer. Must see it now. They kind of rejected a lot of this stuff. And there's some movies that did make a lot of money this summer. But there's no movie that did what we did, which is people are still talking about it like 5-6 weeks later. And that's what you don't expect. That's where you just kind of go, this is pretty awesome. We did this completely with the fans. And the fans became the rest of the world. Now, Sharknado is Sharknado. It is what it is.
And I congratulate you very much on producing, like I said, a truly entertaining film. It was, if you're looking for something that's going to be an Oscar award-winning film, then that's, something that you need to look into. But this one, if you just want to sit down and be entertained from beginning to end, I think you pulled it off and you did exactly what you were trying to do. And congratulations, sir.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And I thank you very much for taking this time to talk to me about this film. And what film are you? I know you're working on a film right now. What's this film about?
Actually, what I'm working on right now is I'm working on a commercial, which is very, very VFX heavy oriented, and it has a sense of humor about it. So it's can't talk too much about it right now because they have an NDA on it. I can't explain what I'm working on just yet, but they announced it. But once it's all done, it'll debut toward the end of September, and it's pretty awesome. It's definitely taking what we learned on Sharknado and doing something on a different type of genre, on the same kind of big scale. So it's kind of exciting. It's kind of exciting to get the chance to do something like this because 6 months ago, prior to Sharknado, no one would ever consider me for commercial, just because I've done horror films. And now I'm getting a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of other potential projects on the horizon, and then, there's the potential for Sharknado 2, that starts talking about it. So it's going to be more proud. It'll be kind of interesting to see what the next 6 months bring.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take it easy. Thank you again for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Peace.